Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, 11:06 a.m. Okay, I got up at 2 this morning and started painting at 2:30. Took a little break around 4 o'clock for about 45 minutes, ate my breakfast, drank my coffee, came back and started painting again. Did a little dealing with a dog, stuff like that. Let me sit down and look at this. As far as any kind of progress on this painting, there's always progress, I guess, when you paint, huh? But it always seems so slow in coming, but it's like little tweaking, back and forth, getting things to balance out right. So, stuff that I haven't dealt with that I deal with. You know, and there's quite a few things here that need to be dealt with, but like today I dealt with the door and kind of repainted that. I dealt with the left-handed wall corner, upper corner, and kind of played around with that a bit. Might have made it a little too dark, I don't know, we'll see. When I paint the wall, the back wall on the left-hand side, behind the door, it's going to be dark also. So we'll see how that kind of works out. Then there'll be another little bit more tweaking there, I guess, or whatever. A couple of days ago or last week, I played with the couch. I don't know if I really like the color on it or not, but we're kind of keeping it for the time being. I haven't really... You know, I kind of played with the color a bit on it and formed it a little bit. Another thing that needs to be dealt with is the arm on the left-hand side of the woman needs to get a little bigger. It's kind of a skinny arm compared to the other arm. So by probably about a quarter inch, it looks like. Or I could... skinny down the other one, but then I think she'd be too skinny, maybe a little too skinny at that point. So I don't know, we'll see. I always make people's forearms longer, it looks like. I don't know why. Maybe they are longer. Is my forearm longer than my... yeah, I think it is, huh? Yeah, my forearm is longer than my upper arm. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, so the Dems want to push through a bunch of stuff, make Washington, D.C. a state, which will give them, because it's going to be a Democratic state, which will give them 2 senators, and that's what they want. That's the things that they're not counting on the American people, you know, what the American people say. So if say they get it done, you know, and they end the filibuster, the American people can always turn around and vote a bunch of these other, maybe not in Washington, D.C., but other places where Democrats hold, when the American people speak, they can just go ahead and just vote for somebody else other than the Democrats in some other states that may not be as blue as Washington, D.C. is. So, yeah, you know, like I said, I have no power in doing anything. The only power I have is my one vote, just like most of us in this country. I think what you have to do is get people to realize what that one vote really means, you know, in the big picture of things, how much power you're really giving these people. The American system has been working pretty good for the past over 200 years, and what the Democrats want to do is, it looks like they really want to make it a socialist country. It really does look that way at this point. You know, you got the Green New Deal, which is AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was on the news yesterday. I saw a clip on the news, and she is, you know, climate change is what racial injustice causes climate change. Social injustice causes climate change. Come on. What are you saying? Oh, that was another one. Yeah, what's her face? Kristen Gillibrand. Everything is infrastructure, basically. So, anyway, I'm going to be sanding some of this down again one of these days here. Anyway, so let me make this a short one. I don't really want to talk about politics too much. I got to get going here. I got to go out for my walk today. It's gonna be a nice day again, or it has been a nice day. 11 o'clock, it's half the day's gone, huh? So I'm going to eat some lunch and go for my walk. And we'll see what happens. Have a good one.